Let me ask you something uncomfortable. Do you actually have friends, or do you just have people you drink with? Welcome back to Seated with Level and Tato Ram Teddy. Yeah, what a way to do an internet. It's my SABC voice, by the way. So, guys, before we introduce the lovely, loveliest of guests today that we have, I want to just tell you guys what season we're in. If you guys have not watched episode one, we are currently within our quarter of awareness. So, throughout the whole year, me and Tato have decided to go on this theme of breakthrough, right?
Yeah.
But we've decided to split it up into different quarters, this quarter being awareness, right? Yeah. And today, we're going to be aware of all things dopamine and addiction. And how that takes away from our lives, how it takes away from our friendships, our circles. But we decided not to do it alone. Today we've bought our, and I'm reading bios. I always read bios of guests. Our multi-faced.
Faceted.
Is that what it said? Faceted. Our multi-faced.
That's what I read. Multifaceted.
I was like, multi-faced, but multifaceted content creator, the girl that does it all. We're talking gym, we're talking makeup, we're talking skincare, and sometimes even we're talking younger, advice.
Advice? I wouldn't even say that.
You've ever seen me dance?
I've only seen this one.
jump squats.
So she is basically what we put our mood board. So when we're talking about things, so we thought, wow, what a person to come. The person that shows us that she has discipline in her life, a person that we obviously both respect. But before that, how are you doing? Are you okay?
I'm super excited. Thank you for having me.
Really?
Yeah.
You're not scared that we're going to expose your additions?
I'm nervous. Yes, Kuluma isn't that I'm not supposed to say.
No, we have subtitles sometimes. So
I wanted to say, to someone not watching, not knowing who you are at home, what's one sentence that you think would describe how you feel every day? Not what you are, what you do,
feel.
How you feel every day,
Positive.
Yeah.
I am a very, very positive person.
Really?
Yes. I don't think I allow bad things to get to me.
Yeah.
And even if they do, I'm like, okay, that happened. Next.
Yeah.
You know, so I'd say I'm a very positive person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I agree. I think you're a very positive person.
Well, we know you personally, so we know positivity. Let's get straight into the podcast, guys. I'm very excited about this.
Yeah.
We've got 2026, a whole new vision. Again, we are in our quarter of awareness. So in light of awareness, let's start off our first question being, how are you? Don't worry, you don't have to sing with us. I know it.
I will not.
But I feel like I want to be a gentleman.
Go ahead.
You know, as my father raised me.
Go ahead.
As the schools I was in made me to be.
Go ahead.
Ladies first. So with the how are you section, basically speak about how do you feel spiritually, mentally, your health. Or you can just speak about like two things or one thing that absolutely like upset you in the past week.
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe you had a really bad, you know, Liguenia or something.
I haven't had a bad start in the new year.
Oh, yeah.
I've just been, like, really excited. Like,
how many days in? 14. So you're 14 for 14.
14 days free. Like, no bad
that's
day.
That's great.
Like, I've just been, my energy is so high. I'm excited for the new year.
Yeah.
I think I'm just challenging myself to do, like, exciting things this year. Nice. So it's like, what are we doing?
Things like work.
Like, a lot of things.
Exciting things like work. Like,
things that get me out of my comfort zone. I feel like I've been into my own bubble for a long time. Now I just want to adventure out and do like exciting stuff.
Yeah, I mean, Lee and I were even dreaming together like in December. Like, I was like, yo, I want to get this thing. She's like, yo,
yeah,
I
want to
get that thing. And
what,
like,
are you guys speaking in code? What is this things and exciting things? Let's speak in English. For example,
I want to get a big boy purchase.
Okay, nice, you see. Oh, so that's the dreams. That's the level.
Yeah.
That's where you guys are at.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Okay.
So I think I like the fact that we're both dreamers. We're very excited for each other for the year. Like, when she says positivity and all those things, like, she really means it, man.
Yep.
Yeah. She's there like, you can do it. And I'm I can. You're right.
Okay.
So, going into the new year, I've really been excited to, like, adventure into new stuff.
Yeah.
For the most part, I really haven't had a bad day. I really haven't. I really haven't, guys.
I think I've cried already this year. Yeah, twice.
Also,
I've already cried twice this year.
Spiritually,
I
fasted going into the new year.
Oh, no. Nice.
Yeah, so I was like, God, please. And I just don't know what's going to happen, but lead me.
Yeah,
what were you asking for in your fast? Like, what was your...
Just gratitude. I was really grateful. I was like, thank you for carrying me throughout, because I don't know what I want this year.
I can't wait to say...
I have not an idea.
I can't wait to say, thank you, Jesus. I'm still in my please, Jesus. Please.
No, say thank you, then please.
Gratitude is the attitude, man. Gratitude is the attitude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there anything else you've been dealing with or?
Not really.
It's okay. You don't have to deal with things. If life is good,
life is good. I can't complain. I really can't. Yeah. I really can't.
That's good.
Good.
So how are you doing?
I'm great. Yeah. So. Yeah. I started my year quite strong also, like a lot of plan and preparation. So my company closed on the 19th, I think, and then we opened on the 5th. Mm. And then the first week was last week, you know, everyone came in. Besides Kenny, he was on leave for the whole week. And yeah, it was dope, man. We literally took the week to like strategize, plan, and that is really, I'm seeing the fruits of it already in week two. Ooh. We've got a new information system for us to like, you know, we're using Notion, which is really exciting. So every day we've got new things that corporate people apply, things that Level has taught us, like daily stand-ups, lunchtime, you know, we do a young reflection, end of the day, how did it go, repeat, rinse, you know, these big meetings. So I feel quite like
aligned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like everything is like just needs to go.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I think lost most of 2024 and 2025 was so like it was full of so much dreaming. And like, I want this thing. I had to learn so much. Now it's like, okay, cool. I've learned most of those things. Now let's apply them and let's see them come into fruition. And yeah, man, I just feel alive. I feel good. I'm going to leave.
Yeah, you guys are heavy.
I'm going to a cruise.
He's going to a cruise next
week.
Going to Mozambique.
Are you going to where?
Mozambique.
I don't know which province that is in South Africa. It's not in South Africa. Just for the people to hear. Yeah. And,
I'm going with Percy, so very, very excited.
Nice. Yeah.
This is the year for vacations, though. Like, really? I don't know why. Like, I feel as if like this is a year for vacations.
Do it all.
May I go into how am I?
Sure.
Yes. Yeah. How
I
are
make sure
you
I'm done. Yeah, I'm done.
Okay. How am I? Okay. So previous episode, right? We had like a whole conversation about resolutions. We wrote them down. We're trying to process. And I did that exercise. And now I'm really just trying to action it out. I think this is a season of actioning.
Yeah.
It's a season of being aware. It's a season of non-excuse. That's my biggest one. Non-excuse season. You have an excuse? You are. The problem. You are the problem. But, before we go into the topic, we always like to start it off with a definition of some sort. So we're going to go into like, what is dopamine? Is that how you pronounce it, guys?
Dopamine.
Yeah. I've been saying dopamine. So I'm gonna,
dopamine. Yeah.
I'll pass it to my honorable member.
Yeah. There. So guys, we're in the season of iPads. Thank you to our sponsor. the ones that love us the most. But so this episode came out because Lebo and I have really been speaking about dopamine a lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to take charge of like the year.
Okay.
When I understand like our body, your minds and souls, and I like, kind of like remove our addictions. Mm. And I was watching this podcast and I posted on my status. And I think the status was, do you have friends or do you have drinking partners?
Yeah.
And Lee responded. She responded. And I was like, okay, cool. Like,
what's your response?
I was like, she this said, is so real. The real chat. Like, let's talk about it.
Right? And then I was like, okay, cool. But we have to have her to come onto the show. Like, yeah. It makes the most sense, right? And yeah, so the definition, dopamine is the chemical that motivates you to seek pleasure, connection, relief, and reward. Mm. It's not bad, it's human. Mm. But when you keep hacking it, you become addicted. And you hack it through like, you know, alcohol, porn, social media, weed, toxic relationships, work.
Tick, tick, tick.
You're getting
tick,
deep sugar. There.
People are ticking at home. People are ticking all of them. People are ticking everything at home. So we don't get addicted to substances. We get addicted to escape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's go from the WhatsApp story because the reason you're here. What is your answer in your personal life? Do you feel like, how have you built your friendships, actually? Let's start from there.
I've met my friends outside all of the time.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't a thing of like we meet at a group where we are being built to be better people.
Yeah.
It's just always like outside and then we grow the friendship from within. I've also felt
outside
like
being like
outside like being strata.
Outside. Missing like three E's.
She said it so formally. Outside.
No, that's where I've met like most of my friends, or I've been introduced by another friend to that friend.
Nice,
they
just
became
nice.
Mutuals. Yeah. But like the way we've built our friendship, when it starts, it's like, oh yeah, like we for fun, and then we're supporting each other, and then now it's fun again, and there's no balance in between the friendship, if I may say.
Yeah. I want to ask both of you, and this is a question to both of you. Do you guys ever feel like you get into, because it's very Joburg culture, I feel like you end up grooving, etc., and then, you know, the first time you see someone in another section, hey, how are you? The third time you see them, you're in his section, you are chilling with them. And we get these party friends. Did you guys ever have party friends in your life that you're like, wow, like my...
And they just that?
They're just that. Like, I don't... So how do you manage that? How do you not pass the light? So are they your real friend? That's the question I'm
They're not
to
friends. That's the thing.
Yeah.
They're acquaintances. Okay. And people you know, you meet outside. Let's go gallivant outside. But I can't tell you my real stuff.
Yeah.
You can't know who I am.
Yeah.
Because then I don't know you.
Yeah,
you know?
I agree. So, I feel like my answer is not... My answer is how many of those did I have?
Yeah.
Because like you guys know, I used to club and party a lot.
Yeah, same.
It's like, I'm talking about like 3 times a week.
Yeah.
You were outside. Now
Yeah.
Like,
3, not 5.
Two. And we used to rock, guys. Like, as Majita, like, we used to...
Yeah, in our adolescence.
Yeah. But now, like, we are significantly better. Like,
yeah, we're more aware.
Lebo and I barely drink as much as
I barely leave my house, bro.
Yeah.
Like, ever.
Yeah, I didn't see you in any other concerts that were happening this December.
I barely leave my house, like,
and I'm like,
ever. Kay. But I wanted to...
I was saying something.
Yeah,
still.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so... I was saying those people, for me, it's just like people that make me feel safe to make a bad decision.
Yeah.
So it's like you're at the club and then you're seeing familiar faces. So the reason why it goes from Haley to Lee to Shaw to
Lee my section
is because we know that we are, you know, getting the dopamine release at the highest form, hacking like, you know, pleasure and happiness. And obviously, I'm going to feel safe around someone doing the same thing.
Yeah.
That's why you see like junkie stoners move in packs. It's because why are you trying to get high alone?
This is why. This
even
is
stoners, like people that smoke weed, like, come on,
community.
Bro, just have one.
It's community.
Let's go buy it.
Because you want to feel safe in your high, right?
100%.
You want to be high and overthink the fact that you're high alone.
Yeah. Which brings me to a question I actually have for you. Because, you know, guys, we say, I've seen this girl gym 100 kilograms.
Jump squats.
In 10 second reel. How many times would you say in your life do you invite people to the gym compared to inviting them to Groove?
I've never invited anybody to the
That's
gym.
So
except
hectic.
For Tato and cats.
Okay, and how's their normal reaction of when you invite someone to gym?
No, they're like, okay, let's try it, let's do it. And then they never come.
Yeah. Cat went. You guys
But you didn't?
I didn't because I said, give me time to like. But I've been running, I've been in the gym.
But
so
I also don't invite to Groove.
Yeah, I think.
I get invited.
Yeah.
Mm. So it's like, let's go.
I think South Africa, like, okay, let me say the world is like in a season, well, South Africa specifically is in a season of where like we do activities with drinking.
Mm-hmm.
So if you paint, you must drink.
Yeah.
If you do paddle, you must drink.
Netflix and chill.
You must drink.
Yeah.
Date, you are drinking.
Yeah.
Like there's no
shots to calm down,
etc. Where do you guys think like this like culture comes from? Like, where do you think this dopamine shock of drinking and doing an activity? Why do we do it? Why do you guys think we do it?
Because it's a thing that's been going on around for like years.
Yeah.
It's a generational thing. Yeah. We can't stop. It's been there. Yeah. Our kids are going to do the same thing, God forbid.
Yeah.
But like they are going to do the same thing. So it's like it's been there.
You know what I blame? I blame when I was like 11 and my mom was like, do you want 10 rand to dance in a circle? That's when it all went. That's when it all went left. When I learned to perform for others.
No, do you know who I blame? My granny.
Yeah.
When I was 5, on her back, I used to drink Black Label. I knew how it tasted. No, I kid you not. Like,
do you know how much protein? No. There's a reason they call it a champion beer. Like, do you know how much protein Black Label has?
Like, when I was on her back, I used to drink that thing.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
What would your answer be?
It's like what Lee said, right? I feel like dopamine hacking has always been there.
Yeah.
And I call alcohol dopamine hacking, right? I think it's always been there. And we do it in different situations for different reasons, but it all leans towards making the uncomfortable comfortable, right? Or trying to surge that feeling, like trying to really feel happy. Do you get what I'm saying?
Mm.
I think that's where it comes from. For example, like if I had to go on a date with you, and I feel like it's awkward, I'm gonna say, let's get a shot or something. Because alcohol will bring us to that point of like
comfort.
And you're calm and you're able to have conversations and they flow.
You get me? Mm. And that's obviously killing the overthinking and you're not feeling safe. And the safer option would be for us to actually connect on something that's meaningful. Like I was watching a sales video last week and this guy was saying, if you wanna sell anything to somebody, one, understand that you're talking to people, two, like listen, and three, like have something in common with them.
Mm.
Once you have something in common with somebody, you guys can connect and then go the further mile. So now the toss, the shots is the connection.
Yeah, toss.
The feeling is the connection. You get me? And that's why I think people do it. That's why I think I did it for so many years. Yeah. I'm still doing it.
Yeah, but obviously there's people that are listening back home and they're like saying to themselves, like, I wanna have a body as T as Lee. I wanna have a body like Lee. I wanna have that discipline. I wanna have that satisfaction. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So for you, like, you know, like speaking to the younger generation that's still stuck in the cycle of groove, drink, you know, that's my fun, you know what I mean? How have you redefined fun and added discipline to it? You know what I mean?
I think being strict on yourself works like 100%.
Yeah. I'm strict.
In as much as I have fun, I'm very strict with myself.
How?
It's like,
strict?
If I don't do this, the results are going to be this. There are consequences to everything.
Wow.
So it's like, if I drink on a weekend, I know on that Sunday, detox must be my friend.
Wow.
That laxative should be on my system, you know? And then like, throughout the week, I'm like, okay, discipline. And then if my friends are ready to go have fun, I'm like, okay, let's do it again.
Yeah.
But I know on that Sunday again, I'm ready to detox it all. Because if I don't do that, I'm puzzle facing, you know, 25. I can't do it.
Yeah,
I can't do it.
You know, I was, because I've been trying to like remove things that give me a lot of dopamine in my life, right? Because this year, like I said, guys, I'm understanding why everything exists. So I've been going deep into food, deep into alcohol, deep into like addictions. And apparently, alcohol, your body treats alcohol like a poison.
Because it is.
Right?
Yeah.
So as the poison comes into your body, your liver then tries to obviously like clear it.
Yeah.
So your liver like is functioning at its peak, and during that action, you can't like everything you eat, it gets stored as fats because your body can't process it because it's trying to clear the poison.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why you're prone to getting sick after binge drinking or being drunk, because your immune system is weak because it's focused on the poison. So ever since I figured that out, I was like, okay, cool. And you also can't like, you can't like actually grow your muscles and like lose weight.
Yeah.
And stuff
it stops it.
It reduces it quite significantly. Yeah. And that's been like the biggest reason why I want to stop, why I have reduced drinking significantly. Sorry for disturbing this episode of Seats. I just wanted to let you guys know that we've got something very, very special for you if you create content. We have now launched a Creator Kickstart, which helps you make your content look like our content on Seats, on Asmajita, Tata Rampedi, and every single brand that I am associated with. We've decided to give you guys our systems, our internal handbook to create content and get you to the place where you can start making money from brand deals. But before you even learn about that, your content needs to be ready. And if you're a corporate or a business, you need social media services, or you're a personal brand, we've got your bag. The link to the sales team is in the description. Otherwise, let's get back into the episode. Sure. So as someone that like gyms and works out like regularly and is in shape, like how do you balance the alcohol intake with like the your progress?
I don't balance nothing. Like you don't, you're not
She's
hearing
like, I'm human.
Like, yeah. I don't balance anything. On that weekend, I am full on doing it.
Yeah.
That Sunday I detox, like, it needs to be out of my system.
How do you detox?
I say that's
then?
Only.
What's the detox?
No, I'm loving your answer because it's
like,
so real,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's like, I'm still doing
like,
it. I need detox.
Dude. You know, obviously laxatives. You can drink whatever.
So
like
you
it
drink
works
laxatives
whatever.
Every Sunday.
Every Sunday.
That's okay.
And then
you know, that
from
be,
Monday
that
to Friday,
for
it's me and green tea every morning and afternoon.
That's so crazy because I literally watched someone's story. They're like, "Yo, detox time," and I'm just like, "People take detoxing so seriously.
Take it seriously.
Like so
it's
seriously.
Like having it's like allowing that poison to be on your system, and you know you're gonna feel like."
Yeah.
And you can't do anything about it. So you need to detox so that it comes out. You're not going to feel, obviously, when you're doing it. But after that, you're going to feel like, yeah, let's go. Yeah, about the gym, we're ready now.
I need to ask you because anyone that I've like find that like gyms and like when we say gym, I mean like I've seen you gym in snippets throughout the year. Not gym as in I saw a story,
something.
Rent paid once.
Yeah.
You only paid rent once.
Rent was paid this morning.
Yeah, you see?
You entered like 4 a.m., 5 a.m.
Yeah, like 6 max.
What is your mindset to be able to say to yourself, like, let me get out of bed and get it done? Like, what does... And ultimately it builds up to my question, which is, what does it take to have discipline?
I think since high school, now I was like, if I don't do it, no one is here to do it for me. Yeah. Like, no one is here to
even
save me.
Even the way
me.
You're saying it. She believes it.
Like, I really do. Like, yeah. No one is here to save me.
She believes it. Continue.
No one is here to save me. Like, you know, my parents were around and I was like, yeah but these people are not going to help me reach where I want to be. Like, they have their own setting of what success is and I have my own, you know? And if I don't do the things to prove them that this is what I want success to be for me, then I will never get there. So every time I wake up, I'm like, if I don't do this today, my guy, time. Yeah.
It's so proven because, I mean, if you guys don't know, Lee is from Cape Town.
Mm-hmm.
And then she made the big girl move to move to Johannesburg, right?
How many days in ego, Lee?
You get me? And it's like, that's purely from influencer marketing. Like, that's purely from being an influencer and just creating content online. So the discipline that you're speaking about, we have seen it come to life. So that's quite powerful.
One of the things I've seen, like, with people like you, right, is that, like, your discipline flows into other factors of your life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like how strict you are with, like, dating, how strict you are with, you know, who you let into your circle, who you vent to, like, you know... Does that, do you feel like I'm saying?
She's not scared to do a little snip.
Cut it. I'm a cutter.
Did you cut off anyone last year, by the way?
A lot of people, actually.
What?
And they all had to go.
What's a lot of people like? People say I cut off a lot of people last
year.
All
my friends that I came to Joburg knowing they're out. They're not on the picture.
It's tough.
They're not on the picture.
I don't want to go too much, but
the ones she met in Joburg.
I'm
still there.
They're like shaking a bit. They're holding a... But like they're ready to... Like, I think I'm really strict with everything. Like everything in my life. Because also, I don't like people that are not aligned with me.
Yeah,
I don't like forcing things also. It's like if I can see that this is not working, cut me off or I'll do it for you.
I feel like you play life like a video game and like you are the main character. Character in the most healthiest way.
Some
people like will give like will go like let's say I'm playing GTA 5 and I go into a corner and then there's monsters biting me. Some people will keep walking and say, okay, cool, let me see if this pain will go away. You're there like monsters? Nah, not my vibe. You know what I'm saying? Which I think is very, very powerful. Because then that's how you protect those 3 to 4 people around you consistently.
Mm.
I mean, I wrote a LinkedIn post on Monday. And I think I spoke about, I did write a LinkedIn post, but this is an Instagram post on Growth Malume, where I teach people how to, like, you know, do social media and grow their personal brands. And I wrote about, like, you are only as strong as your weakest friend.
Mm.
Like, you guarantee, like, when it comes to the emotion of the group, the person with the lowest emotional intelligence, you are on that level. Because when you hang out with that person, you naturally dumb down to their level, right, to relate to them. So the fact that you protect your circle so powerfully, I think everyone needs to do that, bro. We spoke about it last year quite a lot.
I think that, like, if you have a great circle, you have a great life. That's a, that's a fact. You have a great circle, great life. But
real.
I wanna.
But it's also so hard to make a circle like that because not everybody believes in the same things as you.
It ends up as a triangle sometimes.
Yeah.
And then you want rectangle. Hexagon,
how did we get there?
And then you, but you want to have a circle.
Yeah.
You want to have a circle that flows.
I have a question for both of you, right? Like on the topic of dopamine.
Yeah.
What are some things that you guys feel like you really abused and you were like just getting a lot of dopamine from and how did you recover from that thing? So it can be like sugar. It can be
anything. Mine was actually like in my early 20s was sex. Like, funny enough. Like, I was like...
I used to
be extremely hypersexual. Like,
no beast.
Oops.
With the same... With the same sexual partner though. Just to give you that credit.
Was it the
same? Okay, I don't know why. Like, I don't know why he has to come into my story. Like, let me tell my story.
Why are you telling his story?
I'm his PR manager.
With women.
You don't know it all.
To whom it concerns.
To whom it may concern.
So I used to be like, and when I say sexually, I mean like also just on like, what is it called when you touchy? What is it called?
Physical
touch.
Like when you physically, just being physically being touched.
Mm.
I think that I was like extremely, it made me feel like everything's gonna be okay. Just explained being hugged and stuff when you were young in my family. I mean, siblings hugged, the parents didn't hug. So, you know, it goes into your later life. You crave touch in everything you do. Good luck, good job, good everything. Mwah, mwah, mwah. So I got addicted to
they're like, hey, hey,
hey. I see it.
That's all.
But what would happen was that I got addicted to building these false relationships in order to make myself feel good, to feel loved.
Mm. Sure.
Right? Because there's a lacking in self-love. So I got so much dopamine. And I think this is going to apply to like so many people because they're like, facts. But I got so much dopamine from my failed partners. Mm-hmm. Like, it is the most insane thing. I got so much from these failed relationships. Yeah, that's basically my answer.
Yeah, yeah,
What is yours though, Tata?
I want to unpack my one.
Yeah. She's trying to see. No.
Like, don't, now don't, I want to know.
No. She's not prepared.
Your turn. No, but I am. I think for me, it has been... Can I be honest?
So just remember, hold on.
How honest you are?
No, you can be honest.
To wellness. You can be honest.
No. Like, so I was gonna say, like, we definitely promote honesty.
Yeah.
It's just that it's gonna live on a social media platform.
Yeah.
It's gonna get clipped.
No, but it's been alcohol.
It's gonna be on TikTok.
Oh, it's been alcohol.
No, it's been alcohol. Yeah. Like, there goes days where I'm like, I need a full bottle of wine and I'm gonna finish it now.
Yeah, so
I finish it on that day, like, without anything. Because honestly, I don't think I need that from people. I've taught myself not to need that from people. Mm. It's like, I don't want you to make me feel like I'm loved. I don't want you to, because I can give that to myself.
Yeah.
But then when it comes to alcohol, I'm like, okay. There goes my problems.
Only you can do this, baby.
There goes my problems.
And it can solve an evening.
And then a maqua.
Especially wine. Like,
I'm for
no,
especially wine. Like,
Rupert and Rothschild.
In the
a young too old. A young too old.
Dung gel.
Some
for the baby.
A little bit of
baby.
Mona James.
And not much. Two glasses.
Two, three max.
And you relax. Okay, but that's a very honest answer.
Yeah.
I think that's like an adult's life, bro. Like, I also used to drink, like, in week, wine. Like, I was such a big wine guy. Sorry, but I just want to say I relate to that.
So for me, okay, I'm going to say three things because I don't know.
Woo!
So much!
Oh, Jesus, we pray!
I'm going to speak about different... So, like, in my high school into, like, first year, it was definitely, like, masturbation.
Yeah.
I think he's like, what?
See, physical touch, very close to mine. Physical touch.
So that's like, how he understands you.
It was masturbation. I must say, like, I was there, like, it's like I was masturbating, like...
Three times a male would.
Three times a week?
Like, 3 times a week.
Isn't that a lot?
It's weak, man. That's weak.
Some guys do like twice a day.
That's weak. Niggas will do like. Get on it.
Some niggas give themselves a second round. You know what I'm saying? Round.
Depends. I mean, I only watched the half part of the movie.
Let me do it again.
So like, definitely like high school first year, definitely like masturbation, like 3 times a week. Like, you know what I'm saying? I think every young man goes through this.
Yeah.
I think that they just don't speak about it enough. Mm-hmm. And I think it's starting to be normalized, which is very, very weird.
Yeah.
Masturbation, pornography is not normal.
Let's call it what it is, lust.
Yeah, it's literally,
yeah,
it's the highest form of lust, it's right?
Lust, yeah.
You are gaining that connection you want with the woman through pornography. Mm-hmm. You are fantasizing and you're building a certain like concept of love and sex from these videos.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just not healthy, it's not good, right? And then I think for me, my drink, it's alcohol is the next one, but I wouldn't, and I overcame masturbation.
Hey.
Hallelujah.
Hey, man.
Left hand up. I really did overcome.
The second one was binge drinking, right? So I didn't drink like you guys. So I wouldn't need to drink like on a Monday, Tuesday. For me, it's like, I don't need alcohol during the week, but when the weekend came, I asked my friends, I would drink the most, right? And it's not even the thing of like, I'm competing to drink the most. I think I was just chasing that feeling.
Okay.
Do you get what I'm saying? Which makes so much sense.
What feeling, Tato? Like, take us, like, what feeling were you chasing?
Yeah, I'll get to that. Which makes so much sense now because we unpacked in the previous episode that dopamine is like action and reward, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we are trying to get the reward as fast as possible. There's a line between the two. So, like, you do action, then with some things like gym, it takes a long time to get to that thing. But then, like, when you're drinking, it's the short line.
Mm.
So I used to binge drink to rush to that dopamine effect, which was that feeling of relaxation.
Yeah.
And what's so silly is that I'd binge drink, get super drunk, and then that feeling would only last like 30 minutes.
Wow.
Because 30 minutes.
Because I'm so, because now I'm too drunk.
Yeah.
Now I'm uncomfortable.
Now you're praying to be so.
Now you're like, am I doing awkward things?
And then now I go and I drink a bottle of sparkling water, and then I go back to drinking.
Wait,
and then
does sparkling water help?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't drink that thing, so I don't know.
It's a trick.
Okay, okay, continue.
Me. I mean, I hear.
So binge drinking used to be so bad. And I think it also makes so much sense for so many of my issues in life. Because there's so many, like, yeah.
Yeah.
It just makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. So I was chasing the feeling of, like, just feeling relaxed. Because we go into these uncomfortable situations, like the club. The music is so loud. There's, like, guys that are weird. There's so much competition going around. Like, the girls, you want the girls there because, like, they dress a specific way. Yeah. You know, you are excited and you're like, okay, cool. Maybe I might find somebody. I want to, like, potentially, like, get somebody's number. Like, there's all these things, but there's fear attached to all of those things.
Yeah.
There's fear of not looking like you are, you know, comfortable. Not looking like you are successful as a guy. There's fear in not, you know, not getting the girl. So then what do you do in this environment full of fear? You kill the fear through drinking. So that you can be the most relaxed. So I've seen that we put ourselves in these so, like these situations that are so uncomfortable, and then we resort to alcohol to create the comfort. That's why, like, now this year I'm really trying to not be in situations and in rooms that I need alcohol to survive.
Yeah.
Like, I remember I went with Paddle, which I call it Padel. You'll forgive me because
it is pronounced Padel.
It's Padel, yeah. Because my goats call it Padel.
Yeah.
And
it's not that your goats call it, it's pronounced pedal.
Everyone fights me. You guys are the first people
The thing is, in South Africa, there's this thing.
In South Africa, you pronounce pedal.
Certain things a different way. Yeah. It's like, oh, no, it's a pedal.
It's pedal, right?
No, the right pronunciation is pedal.
Thank you. So I was playing pedal last week, Friday, in this spot. I'm going to gatekeep it because it's beautiful. I'll tell you guys with my friends. That's too close to where we stay.
Oh.
It's really nice. I'll take you one day.
Are you telling people we stay close to each other, Tato?
We stay close to each other.
We all live in Joburg.
Right? And my friends were drinking. So I was like, okay, cool. I'm excited to play sports, move my body. Like, I'm in the year of moving my body. And then Percy buys a double Jameson and Red Bull. And then Hunza goes, play, line me up too. And then they get another one. And then CK and I are like, okay, cool, let's not drink. And then having time of my life, though, having a Powerade, having so much fun because I'm moving my body, you know, I'm getting my dopamine through the activity. And then it stops. We chat for like 30 minutes and then I get extremely
bored.
Like, I'm just like, okay, cool. Like, these conversations.
Because you're seeing what's happening in real time.
Yeah.
And your mind is adapting to that.
It's working. Right?
So in the moment, I say, okay, cool. That's why I don't drink anymore for my body and for my peace of mind. It's time to go. But now, unfortunately, Percy came with me and he's having the time of his life. Right, so now I enjoy it, but I was cold, I was bored of the conversation, I was uncomfortable, I was getting the ick from certain people, not personally, but like certain people, because we were a big group. I was getting the ick. I was like, oh my gosh, I wouldn't have been feeling any of these things if you were drinking.
Yeah.
And my body just kept saying, just get a double Jameson and Red Bull.
Take a shot.
And two tequila shots.
Take a shot.
And you'll the other be like, don't do it.
And I didn't do it, thank God. I just had a sip of seedless margarita just to taste it because she said it was disgusting.
Well, you had alcohol, that means.
Yeah, I had a sip. Mm. Yeah. I'm not like on a...
hey, man. She's just trying to say, according to what you're saying. Let's be specific.
Yeah, I had alcohol. Yeah. But I mean, I'd say I had a taste.
Okay. But very, very profound, like the overall message about proximity, how like alcohol allows you to fall into proximity, like of whatever's happening,
yes.
of the social norms and etc.
Yeah. And then the third one is obviously like sugar.
Yeah.
Sugar.
That's so everyone.
Candy.
Sugar. Like, and I'm talking about sugar in not just
not candy like
fast food.
Fast food.
Like, okay, I can't relate.
You don't eat fast food?
I do, but like not all the time.
That's good.
So you
I
cook.
Love cooking. Yeah.
Like how many times are you talking like in a week? Like
five.
Every day. Five. Yeah, you love to cook. Yeah. You love to cook. You love to wash the dishes clearly.
No, it's, that's no, not the it comes with it, I mean, but like I love cooking.
But some girls are smart, they wash the dishes as they cook.
And yeah, I do that.
And you are a single, the camera's yours there. And you're single.
I am single.
Okay.
Call me on eight.
I want to go into, okay, so obviously addiction is not about like weakness, right? Mm-hmm. It's about your unmet needs, right? So if you crave alcohol, as Tata said, you just want relief.
Mm-hmm.
If you're craving attention, you just want love. If you're creating chaos in your relationships, you just want stimulation because you're understimulated, right? You're not broken, you're hungry for something real, right? Yeah. I want to move into how we can get addicted to healthier things.
Let's
how we can have
it.
Healthy dopamine, right?
Let's talk about
what sort of activities would you guys say helps your nervous system actually get dopamine, but without without compromising your healthy lifestyle.
Yeah. I have a few that I've been doing.
Okay.
I don't know if you're not going for it.
Please, no.
No.
I've heard 10,000 steps. I've heard 100. You are the guest. I'm here to hear your voice, Lee.
Like, let's not treat me like a guest.
Ah, okay, fine, fine. You're co-host today. Tata, go ahead.
You have heard this, but they haven't
heard
it.
Yeah, I've heard it so many times. Okay, go ahead.
Maybe you should try some of it. You heard it. Maybe you must stop listening to listen to apply. Anyway, so I found this a game changer.
Yeah.
Right? When I do my day, when I get home, instead for me to like sleep, I leave my phone in the kitchen. Right. So I go into my room at like maybe like 10, 11 p.m. Mm.
Yeah.
And I am like going to take a shower. I get clean. Obviously, you sleep when your body like dips down like a temperature, a degree or two down. So I open the window, get some fresh air, like I cool my body down so I can eventually fall asleep. And then, which is
sounds like AI. Do you really do that?
I do.
He does.
Which is why like, you see like naturally, like if you're in bed, right? You sometimes like you'll uncover one leg because you feel a bit hot. Your body is like knows that it needs to be a degree or two lower, like human temperature to fall asleep. So if you struggle to sleep at home, like try and just dip down the temperature. So they always say like it's good to have a cool room and then have a blanket that keeps you warm.
Yeah.
But anyway, I have been on a journey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. And I get there, shower, cool down, and then I lay in bed, and then like I will literally just like chill. Yeah. And like I will think about my memories, like my dad told me this is my earliest memory, and then I'll count.
No screen time.
This is a new habit though. I've only done it for like 5 days.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's been like game changing. Like I'm prepared.
I feel like it's so rewarding.
I'm prepared for work. I'm prepared for everything I do. I'm in tune because the power of it is that it gives you your sleep when it's time for you to sleep. You get your 8 hours in. Also, like if I wake up in the morning and I'm not rested, I keep sleeping no matter what.
That's my new rule.
So if I wake up and it's 7 p.m. and I have to be at work by 9, I will continue resting to rest my body so that I can at least have energy for the day.
But like, don't you get more tired when you sleep? Because it does happen that you sleep and you get tired.
Seriously,
If you sleep like gang, you get more tired. But you're not sleeping. He's not sleeping that gang. That's why
I'm sleeping.
He's eating the 6, and then he's like, "Let me do 7.
Let me do 7." But I have the luxury because I can work from home and all these things. But so the benefit is not just about like the nights. Mm-hmm. It's about the next day now. Because now when you wake up, I found myself like going to get my clothes, change, and go for a walk or go to the gym.
With your battery on 100.
And then from there, I then pick up my phone, headphones, and I go and I do it. Instead of me going and checking what the world is doing, I focus on my world first, and then I enter into my world, and then I then can pick up my phone. And it's because it's changed so much.
So much.
If my girlfriend is over, like I'll go into conversation with her, her and I will speak, and she'll, even she's like, "Oh my gosh, I feel like you're so much more engaged."
Attentive.
Mm-hmm. And then she'll, like I feel like women do this thing where like
They let you know because you see a difference. Where, like,
no, he's about to say something wild.
Like, women do this thing where, and I think it's completely normal, where you do a positive change and then they focus on the things that you weren't doing, but I'm like, the change is here.
So but they low-key highlight you and go to you actually doing something different.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like a shock to system.
Yeah, it's like you're doing that? Damn.
It's like, even though when you don't take out the trash, you don't know what, it's nice to see that you...
You know?
Yeah.
For me, I'd say it's journaling in the morning. Like, first thing when I'm...
You journal. I've heard people journal, but like, what do you journal? Like, what do you journal?
I write about how grateful I am on that day. I think gratitude when starting the day,
such a powerful
even
thing.
Sleeping, is like such a great thing. Even if you don't feel like it, like because most of the time, I don't feel like it.
Yeah.
I'm like, I hate my life, but I'm like, thank you, God, that I'm crying right now because, you know, because I know that this is going to be over and I'm going to look back and be like, damn, that was great.
Sorry, I hate to cut you. I just want to say, like, I like people understanding why, right? So with the gratitude, why would you say it's so powerful? Like, what do you think it does?
It changes your how you think. So if you were to cry and you were to journal that I'm mad and I hate the world, that is going to come to life because what you write does come to, you know, words are very powerful. You don't have to say them, you can write them down, you know. But when you practice gratitude, it makes you feel good inside. Not maybe for the long run, for that moment, like for that 5 minutes, you feel okay, like everything is going to be okay, it's fine. And then you go about your day, you know. And then after that, everything is going well. Because 100%. You practice that, you know. So practicing gratitude for me, like journaling in the morning, being like, oh, I'm grateful that this day is going. So I hated that this happened. Maybe not use the word hate, but like I dislike that this happened this way. But like if I were to change it, I'd do this, you know. And then go about what you want now. If I get to do this A, B, C, and D. Like, today I journal, I get to come to the studio and shoot a podcast. Yeah. It's my first podcast of the year. Last year I said no to a lot, you know, and I was like, no, guys, not ready to have the chat, you know, but then saying, yeah, I'm grateful that I get to do this podcast with people that are great creatives, because I speak about you guys a lot, like, it's crazy.
Shut up.
But anyway, you know, just to say that. That's fine. Yeah, so it's crazy. Journaling for me, waking up in the morning, just after making your bed.
Yeah.
First, don't check your phone.
Really?
Nothing is important in that hour. They don't even know if you exist in that hour. You know, just go journal, write your emotions down. Then if you're going to go to the gym, get dressed, get ready, go to the gym and listen to music. Don't check that social media until you're done.
Nice. Social media is so toxic.
It is, super. Like, it's especially so toxic for creatives.
Why do you think it's it's so powerful to write down, like, even the bad things that happen in your day?
Because then you get to reflect and go and look back.
That you overcame.
You know, what's the, damn, like, I was there.
Yeah.
There was. I want to share a little story.
Yeah,
When was it? 2024.
Yeah.
I went broke.
Yeah.
Like minus 29 rand in my account.
Yeah.
And I remember sharing it on my YouTube channel because I wanted to like have a clip that was going to be
like a reference
there,
clip.
Like to say, oh, damn shit, like look at how far we've come.
Yeah, yeah,
and
then
last year I went back home, same bathroom where I filmed that video. And I was like, damn, shit, things have changed. Yeah. Things have changed. We are no longer.
Mr. Money with the vibe right now.
Things have changed. We are no longer where we used to be, and I'm so grateful for that. And
by God's grace, man.
You know?
Sorry.
It's like, damn, this is so crazy. So journaling the bad things and the good things makes you realize, if you're not filming, for instance, like not everyone is a creative, but if you could be someone that works a 9-to-5 and you want to journal your life, and be like, today I'm having a bad day, but then tomorrow you're having a great day. And when you look at both of them, it's like, damn. Great day.
I want to ask you, because like I've tried to go into journaling, and I feel like my day one, I'm doing a page and a half. Day two, two lines. Day three, hey, I'm just glad to be alive.
Thank
day four, no
for
entry.
All those days.
So I want to ask, like, when you're journaling, like take me through your mind. Like, what do you address? You say, okay, I need to speak about A, B, C, or is it just like a reflection?
It flows. I think it flows. Wow. Yeah. Say like, thank you,
that's
God.
Story time also.
Dear God, thank you. Like, I yap a lot now. So if, sometimes if I don't say to someone, let me let it out. let me let it out. Because also sometimes you could tell people things that you feel really are very close to you and vent to the wrong people. Mm. And then the next thing, everything is out there to the wrong people.
Yeah.
But if you wrote it in a pen and a book, no one is going to judge you. Only God knows you wrote that thing.
True. And you know, happiness is a muscle, and I feel like practicing gratitude, it builds that happiness muscle.
It does.
Yeah.
And even perspective is also like a muscle. Like,
it does.
Viewing the world with joy, that is trained. So I think what she's saying, it really does implement exactly that, bro. Even with me when I journal, like I literally go into story time, and it's like so nice to read because it's like a testimony, where you are now versus back then. So like, just to co-sign what you're saying, 100%.
I'm gonna try it again. I used to do it in university and tell these stories, but I was very I was basically writing the plot for How I Met Your Mother, but I never met their mother.
I need to read that.
So it's like I did like two books and I never wrote again, but I really want to get back into it. Just answer the question for me. One of the things that I've been doing for my healthy dopamine, my healthy addictions, is waking up early, like super, super early. I find so much peace. I call them my undisturbed hours. That's the time where like, Tato can't call me.
Hours, not an hour.
No. Hours. So I'll wake up at like 5 and then I'll start working 7, for example. Okay. And then maybe I'll sleep a bit later. So maybe if I'm like done with my workday, being all the my roles, being a boyfriend, a brother, all that stuff. When I'm done with it, I have those 2 hours between 8 and 10. Those are my undisturbed hours. That's no social media.
Mm-hmm.
It's doing a hobby. And I find so much peace in those hours. But when they finish, Jesus.
What do we do now?
See, I don't know what it is that everyone in South Africa wakes up at like between 9 and 10.
P.M.
A.M. Like there's like a certain, and like in the morning, there's curtains are closed. If I go to gym like at 6 a.m., curtains are still closed. Cars are still parked in the complex. You know, like life, I feel so comfortable in it because life is basically like paused.
Yeah. You're on your own bubble.
Yeah. It's like I'm the last person alive. There's no person on earth except for me. I love the peace that thing gives me.
So then how do you
feel
when the world is open? You feel overwhelmed.
I feel so overwhelmed. But I am practicing things like, I hate saying this, but not watching a lot of South African content. Who's dating who broke up with who?
Yeah,
who did that? I think all of that stuff is rubbish. I'm going to say it on camera. I think all of that stuff is rubbish.
But it finds you, hey?
It finds you. And the moment it finds me, I say not interested. Because, I mean, like, you'll see a video. I don't give a damn about your guys' little, like, friendship fights that you guys are having this week. And Mang Mang is hating this one. I mean... Great for you.
Teach me about the mind.
And like I say, like, great for you. And I love platforms that do it for you. Like, you, if that's the content you're pushing, great for you. That's amazing. But I refuse to consume that shit. Because that's what it is. It's shit. Yeah, it's a fact. Okay.
Ish.
We're going to
that's go. That's what in, it is. It's shit.
Stop. It's shit. It's a fact. It's a fact. If you think you are helping us, you're actually hating South Africa. Every time you post. Imagine.
But like, I so relate
I'm
on
being
not
honest.
Watching.
It's something we don't talk about, bro.
I so relate on not watching South African creatives.
Yeah,
too
a
much.
Lot of them.
They're not creative as they think they are. I really want to be honest. I just want to say it out there. With love, guys. With love. With love.
Also,
they do
also,
the same thing.
I was going to say, like, if you are South African creative and you are creative, her words shouldn't offend you.
Yes.
Right? It's when
you. Yes, because you know you're creative.
Because you know you're creative. So, also relax. For the ones that aren't creative, like, Julius Malema, I was watching this interview, and then this white girl was, like, talking to Julius Malema. She's like, yo, so the EFF is always speaking about white people and how they do bad. And he goes, do you do bad? And she's like, no. He's like, I'm not talking about you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm talking about the people that do bad. So, something like, basically.
Yeah,
so,
like, creators here are very repetitive. It's like, do something different.
Mm. Yeah, but anyways, in the season...
No.
In the season of awareness, we've made a list of content. I'm joking. In the season of awareness, we have an audience question every single podcast. Today's audience question is, what's one habit you know is numbing you instead of helping you? You guys are going to label that in the... Because you guys are going to see that we all live similar lives. You know what I mean? We all have these similar obstacles. And I hope that in this comment section that we can obviously interact, help each other out, and obviously help each other out as disciples. And if you are listening on audio, we are going to propose this question also on our community on Instagram of Seated With. We have a live community there where we are trying to our...
Started it today, so it's really it's kicking.
We're literally trying our utmost to be interactive and keep our platforms alive for you to help. Because what's the point of having a season of breakthrough with no help?
Real.
Huh?
Yeah.
Huh? Come on, Zihua girl. I went to private school.
I see that.
4 years.
It's paying off.
4 years. 4 years. Okay, so five years. As we come to a close with this the podcast, place. I'd like a very special thing. You are going to be speaking to your younger self. The camera's over there. You're going to be speaking to your younger self.
Also, like, our podcast is also like 80% ladies. So you're resonating to a lot of the ladies there.
So you're going to look at that camera that you're going to speak to your younger self. Connect. Listen, girl, close your eyes. Let me take you in. You're going to take a deep breath. You're going to take a deep breath and you're going to picture your younger self, the person who has still a long road to go.
Can I not close my eyes?
You don't have to.
I'm just going to feel nervous.
Yeah. You don't have to. And you're just going to picture your younger self who really needs a sentence, a paragraph to get them through, to get to their breakthrough year. It's like, don't give up. Do this. Don't forget this.
And since we're in the season of awareness, maybe you can help them identify things that they should be aware of that are restricting them from getting to their breakthrough.
I would say to my younger self and to the girlies out there that it's okay to not feel pressure. You know, because I feel like as a kid, I was like very called off. Like I didn't care what anybody else was doing around me. Hence this confidence that I have because I wasn't gullible. Yeah. I wasn't like easily manipulated by other people or my peers at the time. So it's easy to, it's okay to not fit in also. I didn't fit in. Mm-hmm. I was the loud girl. Everyone was quiet. And I'm like, okay. You know, so it's okay to be that person for yourself and practice the things that you feel are like good for you because that's what's going to take you far and where you want to be. Mm. Not everything matters. None of what people say matters, really. Yeah. They're trying to figure out life. Why are they telling you about your life? You know, so it doesn't matter. Just, keep going.
Powerful.
Sorry, that was so powerful that I was trying to even make like a bullet point list in my mind and say, don't care what people say. That's number one, two, this. But it has been the utmost pleasure to have your voice on this podcast. I mean,
yeah, thanks for being on. We hope you become a, what's it called, a friend of the podcast.
Yeah,
I would love dope. To.
Really, you'll come back one day. Eh?
Let's see what they say.
Yeah, really.
Anyways, guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode of Seated with Level.
Man, it's been.
And Tatar and Teddy. I don't know if you have any concluding words that you want to say.
So if you guys follow me on social media, you guys know I have been literally, I've made myself the president of teaching people how to create content. We're all about removing gatekeeping. So if you're interested in learning how to become an influencer, be in the space, or just like grow your personal brand, my company offers services to do that. So definitely outreach. Otherwise, if you're just an up-and-coming content creator, we've got this amazing thing called the Creator Kickstart. It is linked in the description. It can help you change the way you create content and just elevate you and make your brand deal ready. Otherwise, we'll see you guys next week. Please do subscribe. Road to 300,000 subscribers. Let's go.